Hello, innovators, explorers, and risk takers. Welcome to another episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. And on today's podcast, join me as I interview Charles Wayne, the dynamic co-founder and CEO of Galaxy. So Galaxy is one of the pioneering platforms in the Web3 ecosystem, and they have achieved some significant milestones, such as gaining over 10 million users, and it has integrated with 16 different blockchains. So if you are wanting to grow an ecosystem in this space, Galaxy is something that you should be looking at. And in this conversation, we will cover the secret sauce behind Galaxy and how Charles and his team managed to onboard over 3,000 businesses and 10,000 people. They even have 1 million people following them on Twitter. So let's learn some of these growth hacks and growth secrets from him, as well as learn about how they plan to navigate the crypto winter and continue to grow this platform. Nothing mentioned in this podcast should be taken as investment advice. Please do your own research. And finally, I do not run any ads on this platform. So please share this episode on your social media and leave a review for this episode. Thank you so much. With that out of the way, let's get into it. So Charles, it's great to have you on the show. So looking forward to finding out more about Galaxy and the Galaxy protocol. I know about the Galaxy brand. I've seen you guys are so big on Twitter. You guys have got so many followers. You guys have got one of the probably the largest Twitter or X account in this Web3 space. So for some of our audience, for the few people who don't know about Galaxy, can you please describe what does Galaxy do and what problems it solves?
Yeah, Galaxy is, first of all, very nice to be here. And it's my honor, to share with you about our recent development at Galaxy and the stories behind it. So Galaxy was founded in March 2021. Galaxy is the platform for now. Galaxy is the platform, a leading platform for building Web3 communities. That's our tagline. We work with different Web3 projects or organizations. They can leverage Galaxy toolkit SaaS platform to build any kind of initiative or campaigns or loyalty program to help them reaching out to a new audience, grow their existing audience base, or grow their existing user base, or improve their user retention. That's what we do. And Galaxy currently work with over 3,000 businesses. We have about 11 million unique active users, and there's 100,000 of users using Galaxy every day, discovering new projects, finding things to do, finding community to contribute in a Web3 native way. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So there are very few brands in Web3 who are as big as Galaxy when it comes to number of users. You guys have definitely done some things right to acquire 11 million users. How did you do it, or what things worked when you were acquiring these people or promoting Galaxy?
Yes, this is a great question, by the way. So I think the one thing we did right was we really found out, first of all, the product market fit for Galaxy itself.
Yes.
And turns out this feature or Web3 businesses, Web3 organizations, an easy tool to build, to launch something, to support their community. It's actually, there was a demand here. There has been a demand, but somehow there's no one in the space has ever built this kind of product. And before Galaxy, before 2021, you were around in the space, we all knew the majority way doing community building, showing your coins, doing AMAs all the time.
Yes.
And also, ask you to, or directly send you airdrop. You can join a Telegram group, you can open directly with somebody.
Yeah.
And that's everything happened in 2017 to 2021. And then we start to see some of the real use cases, DeFi and the games, NFT games, and also NFT projects. And you start to see some serious builders They're working on the use case, building the use case of Web3, of crypto. So DeFi is definitely the biggest use case. So actually the first batch of clients, the first 10, the first 20 clients of Galaxy are all DeFi companies. So you start to see, okay, we start to see a demand in the space that they do not have an effective way to build their community, or they don't have an effective tool to let them easily, with that their community manager or marketing manager easily build the community. So that's why in the first sentence of, or in the cover of our first seed round raising deck, we put Galaxy. At that time, our name was Project Galaxy. So we say Project Galaxy is a permissionless NFT as a service infrastructure. So the first feature we built out is very easy. We let projects easily issue NFT to their community member. So then when this function is utilized, when you start to be utilized by organization, what would be the acting utility of it become important, right? They don't want to just send out random, because in 2021, there was no PFP yet. At that time, CryptoPunk price wasn't very crazy. So
yeah,
they give away NFT, they issue NFT to their community members because they think they can be used as a form of a membership data or some form of a reputation with their community members. And that's based on what you have done, right? So if we are able to provide a software, a platform that can easily verify what users have done, and then giving them an option to easily issue NFT badges, that will be maybe sufficient for the first version. And that's exactly what we did. And our first client was SushiSwap at that point.
Nice. That became really big. SushiSwap.
Yeah, 2021. So they were one of the most popular decks. They just did the fork. Very successful. But that's how the entire story started, right? So we found out there's a demand. There's product market fit. And turns out it really works. And we are able to sell it to different organizations. And it turns out that's exactly what every community manager are looking for. So they are all looking for a similar solution to kind of friendly to engage, gamify the experience, loyalty programs to interact with their community members, other than just doing AMAs, talking in Discord, or some community events.
Yep. That's fantastic. So that works really well for the boom, not for crypto winter. What do you do in crypto winter that works really well? Or over the last year, have you done any sort of outreach efforts that have worked really well for you?
Yeah, so it turns out this demand, what I described as features, are not only needed only in bull market. But in the bear market, there's nothing you can do. In the bull market, there's a token price is going crazy. People talk about tokens. Builders cannot even focus on really building their product. But then when in terms of the winter or the bear market, a lot of teams raised a lot of funds, but they are struggling of growing their audience or growing their existing user base. And then they want to try different ways. Of course, pay ads are not a very good option for web-related projects, because at least at that time, it was very hard to really find the audience on Twitter or on other social media. And some other social media even banned the ads related to crypto. Turns out Galaxy can be a perfect solution in a community approach and really allow any project to build campaigns, to build programs based on what you have done. So that actually makes our bear market not that boring, to be honest.
And that's good.
Our data, our performance overall, the number of users are growing all-time high every month in the past year.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really good to hear. I have some other questions as well. So how does Galaxy make money or revenue?
Yeah, so now monetization is not our priority, but we do have some paid features or paid packages offered to businesses who use GalaxE. But we're not prioritizing the revenue at all, just because the space is still very small. We only have 3,000 trusted brands using GalaxE right now. Because GalaxE right now is not completely permissionless. We're still having a approval or reviewing for each of the new application group, or project in which to use GalaxE. So we still have this. And we're ready to make it permissionless, by the way. That's going to be the plan afterwards. So paid features such as essentially Galaxy is a platform for them to grow their audience. So this business model can be compared with any traffic-driven website. Right? We can help them get more exposure within Galaxy without and outside of Galaxy. And also we can help them. We can offer some premium features to them. And our major customers are businesses, and businesses are willing to pay. They're not like, they don't like free stuff. They probably don't like free stuff. And they want to pay to ensure better quality of the service or product, quality of the product. That's what we've been experimenting with for the past year. And so far, things are going pretty well. That's for Galaxy.com itself, Galaxy app itself, the monetization, the revenue, the business model. And on the other hand, last year, May, we Galaxy launched Galaxy Token. Galaxy Token, currently the utilities are governance, but we're working on the future. We're working on new Galaxy protocol will be the main driver for token utilities overall. So there will be in the future, brands who wish to use Galaxy use Galaxy protocol, they will need to pay Galaxy Token. And essentially, Galaxy Protocol is a data protocol, is a credential data protocol. So they're essentially building something utilizing the data we provided. And then people who share that data, they will be able to get rewards in Galaxy Token as well. So there will be, that's what we imagine. We don't know 100% it's going to work, but that's what we've been thinking. The ultimate form of Web3, which is data ownership and token incentive combined together.
Very interesting. And so I saw that Galaxy also invests in other startups, and you have invested in some other startups as well. So how does that work?
Yes, we don't. Yeah, we're not investment firm. We don't. VC, the venture investing is not the major business of Galaxy for sure. It's just more me and my co-founder Harry. We sometimes, if we really like a project or a team, or sometimes for strategic partnership, we're willing to support them in this way. So that's and then of course if they're willing to use Galaxy branding, they're or essentially what that's. Also, one of our strategies at the early stages, we actually invested a lot of projects in the past 2 years. And if we look at the portfolio, I wouldn't comment on the portfolio. That's the portfolio changes. That's a separate topic. But everything we did was more on a strategic perspective, or we really like the team. We think they can really build a good product, and what we can help is really help them go to market or let everybody know about their phone. So sometimes some entrepreneurs also come to us looking for funding. We don't do large tech size, very small annual tech size that we can typically do, just to show our support and really can align some strategic relationships.
Fantastic. No, that's really good to hear. So tell me a bit about the Galaxy protocol, what it is, and how it works.
Galaxy Protocol is a credential data protocol. We're releasing it by the end of this month. We'll be announcing that during Stanford Blockchain Conference. We call it that Galaxy Protocol is where identity meets privacy, where users can really take control of their data. So it's a permissionless, self-sovereign identity infrastructure powered by ZK. And users can own, can manage, can share their verifiable credentials security and private.
Yeah.
Why we want to build this idea is very easy. First of all, there's no such data protocol in the space right now that's also with the foundation of the large amount of users, because for any data protocol who wish to take part,
yeah,
in our opinion, for any data protocol who wish to take part and go to, you see that every builder is built something on top of it, you need to have a strong foundation of the amount of data, right? You need to have enough sufficient amount of data. You need to have a good amount of user base.
Yes.
And also you want to have a good network of developers.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the advantage we Galaxy have right now. The data, the user, and the businesses. Galaxy protocol is essentially, let users take control with self-sovereign identity, the credential data and identity. Data ownership. That's the first problem we want to solve.
Yes.
All the data belongs to the users. No one can take away from it. And with the ZK proof in the process, you probably, when you share data with others, you don't have to share the entire data with others. You can share, we can just use ZK proof to tell the developers who wish to utilize your data and tell them yes or no, right? Or other questions instead of directly exposing the personal identity data without this. And based on that, privacy, right? That's the privacy problem we try to solve. And also, for developers, on the other hand, it's a permissionless and decentralized network. Everything here is verifiable credentials. The developers, they can easily create, issue verifiable credentials without compromising data privacy and security. And also, they can easily integrate the data within Galaxy Protocol using the Galaxy Protocol SDK, make the data portable and interoperable. Some of the use cases we'll be thinking here are, for example, the reputation system. Someone can build some kind of a reputation system on top of it. There can also be a credit system. Anyone is trying to build a credit scoring system, they can use Galaxy Protocol to build it. Data exchanges, data marketplaces, that's also possible. Some potential use cases can be on-chain ad, benefits platform, achievement system, or someone is trying to build a simple prevention identity solution. They can all use Galaxy Protocol to build it. And the best advantage Galaxy Protocol is offering on top of the tech is you get access to tons of the data. That's already on Galaxy. We never share the data with any third party, with any of the businesses who use Galaxy, because simply Galaxy has been doing it, verified there. Say, I follow you on Twitter, I swap $10 on Uniswap, I provided $100 in liquidity to this trading pair, and then I'll tell Galaxy will let the developer know that your users are already on the credential. Then you can distribute the rewards. Right, that's exactly what we have been doing. But Galaxy Protocol is to enable anyone to do this, not just the projects who are on Galaxy.
That sounds very cool. I know there is a lot happening on the whole zero knowledge proof space and on privacy side of things and on the data. There are lots of Web3 companies coming up to compete in the space. As a Web3 startup for Galaxy, not for Galaxy Protocol, just for Galaxy, the main app and everything. And what's your biggest challenge currently?
I think because one thing everyone is working here is believe the future of Web3. And I think the entire Galaxy is also built based on this belief. We all, our entire team is a strong believer of maybe in the future, everything will be Web3, right? Everything we interact with will become Web3. The challenge we've been thinking is, in terms of business part, I think we are generally fine because we know our strengths, we know where our strengths is. We're able to keep creating new business opportunities for Galaxy itself and also growth opportunities as well. But in the long term, I think we're all looking forward to see how the Web3 evolve and
Yes.
what's the role that Galaxy can play within the future of Galaxy, the future of Web3. Will Galaxy still be able to become the gateway of how people explore Web3? Because now, if you look at the stats, a lot of mobile wallets, their users, their top visited website are Galaxy. So they use their wallet, they download a wallet. If they have an in-app browser, probably the most frequent visit website are Galaxy.
Yes.
How are we able to maintain this advantage or play this gateway role in the long term? That's the thing we've been thinking and making sure we want to make sure we're always ready for that.
Yeah, that's so true. It is Web3 is still evolving very fast, and
too
we don't
fast,
know
yeah.
how people will use it in the next few years, because you've been in this industry for a while and you look at how and where the industry is going. I didn't predict the whole rise of stable coins 5 years ago when there was the ICO boom. Who knew that stable coins
Yeah.
will be as big and they will provide such real utility to people? Do you see anything else providing that level of real utility to people in the next few years, in the next 3 to 5 years? It's just no one saw even NFTs 8 years ago in early 20s.
Yeah, I think
stuff. Yeah.
I think the disruptor will probably be AI. That's what I'm thinking. So now AI hasn't really started to put the web. We see people talk about AI plus Web3 and how the synergy may be in terms of affecting people interacting with each other. But I think in the longer term, AI will transform everything from how we acquire information to how we make a decision. And then probably AI can also replace humans, not can, but certainly will replace execution. Humans are execution because they will simply execute better than humans or most of the time. Acquiring information to make a decision to do the job for you. And I think there's a huge demand in this space that AI can play an important role here. But I think I know a lot of teams are building on their AI product, but we haven't really seen a product that really takes off or really useful that everyone have to rely on that. We see AI pretty much disrupted how we do our job into the entire productivity software space, right? So in the past, a job takes me 10 to 5 hours with AI probably within 1 hour. So I think that AI will definitely play an important role. And we're also doing a lot of experiments internally for the past year. And because in Web3 space, we all know it evolves so fast.
Yes.
And information is separated everywhere. And there's a lot of decisions that existing investors are making every day purely based on the information they collected. So if there is a way for AI to organize all the information, combine all the information stores, provide better information, aggregated information, and then help you make the decision, I think that would be a game changer for the entire Web3 space, at least for Web3 investors.
Exactly that.
You would be definitely helpful.
Yeah. The more founders I talk with, this is the clear use case I'm seeing at the moment for AI. It's helping identify the right investments and stuff, because humans have only so much capacity to absorb and process knowledge. AI can do it much better. So AI can look at a lot more data, a lot more information, and refine investment opportunities or opportunities to trade and so on much better. And I'm seeing a lot of products under development in that space, but I don't know how else would AI interact with Web3. Do you see any other places where it could interact with Web3?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I also see AI being utilizing Web3 games, or AI are being used in AI agents or other AI for transformations within the gaming space. And typically, what Web3 games or on-chain games or crypto games, they
play to earn type games.
They should be able to integrate very well with the AI.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Yeah, that now that you say it, I can see it how it could work. But yeah, having said all these and about all these opportunities, do you have a ask? Is there anything that you're looking for at Galaxy? Maybe people to check out your protocol or anything. Feel free to share if you're hiring anything. Feel free to share.
Yes. So for builders who are listening to this, first of all, we're definitely welcome any builder to use Galaxy app. You really build their community using the solutions we provided. It's self-serve, no code, very easy to use. They can make a one-time off campaign. They can also build a longer-term loyalty program. And all can be done. Your community team or your marketing team can easily execute and make it happen. So we welcome new users to use Galaxy for sure.
Yes.
And then secondly, for Galaxy Protocol, we just launched it. Everything will be on our website. Feel free to check it out. And then if anyone's interested to build on top of it, you can directly get started with the doc we provided or get connected with us. We're happy to help to assist you if you need any help in terms of building things, building your apps or bring your app to Galaxy.
I have a question that this reminds me. So say I know a lot of founders who are just like small founders. They got together at maybe a hackathon. They love their project. They want to go full time. And a lot of Web3 projects are born that way. And they launch their DeFi protocol or a new DeFi product for retail or something. They are just starting out with zero community. Can Galaxy help them build a community?
Yes, certainly. Especially if your product is targeting end users. If you're if you're in the B2B space, Galaxy can be really limited.
Yeah.
Because if you're looking for new devs, you're looking for other businesses, it's hard to use Galaxy.
B2C.
If you're targeting end users, certainly Galaxy has an existing user base that's large enough. They're discovering new projects every day, trying to find new things to do. So definitely using that can be a good Kickstarter for your project. And then after that, if you already have a smaller community, you're looking to grow to the next level, we are ready to work with you on that as well. We co-created a lot of industry famous campaigns like Harvest from Oddity Quest, we're the co-host of Autism OP Quest. We also just did the Harvest from Linea, consensus Linea volume. And that one was very successful. We have over 3 to 4 million users participated in total. And recently, we just co-hosted Base On-Chain Summer as well. Obviously, everyone is meeting NFT daily on Base right now for that On-Chain Summer. Well, we can really bring your community to the next level, and you want to be part of this. You want to be able to work with a platform that's able to sustain a large amount of traffic. So feel free to contact us. You have any brands to write if you're a listener there who are interested.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely will do that. I am just thinking, I think I had just maybe one more questions because I do see on Galaxy, I will put a link to Galaxy, to the main galaxy.com as well, underneath in the description. But the question I have is that how you have over 3,000 different brands, are they all Web3 brands or are there some Web2 only brands as well?
Yes, most of them, I would say 90% of them are 100% Web3 native brands.
Yes.
They're using Galaxy. We've been working on some of the experiment. We've been talking to a lot of Web2 companies to see how are we able to bring Web3 loyalty solution to the Web3 space. And I think this solution is actually something they need. For example, do they really need a blockchain to host all of their user data for their loyalty solution? right? Probably it's nice to have, but a lot of corporates are not very interested to use that, because if they already solve the problem of data interoperability, they don't have much incentive to use a blockchain solution for that. So we're still exploring some of the use cases in terms of Web2, B2B use cases.
Yes.
But so far, what we have seen most of the time, that the initiative for Web2 project, Web2 companies are launching their NFTs. A lot of Web2 companies, when they work with blockchain or work with crypto companies, they launched an NFT. And that's probably the only thing they did so far.
Yeah.
But does it really drive a lot of business value to them? I think they still need to be discussed. And a lot of decision makers at traditional Web2 businesses, they are not 100% onboarded with the idea of the NFT. And so I think that still takes some time, and we also need to be able to find out the need. That's what's the best selling point for Web2 companies.
That's very interesting. I find that space quite interesting, that I think the real adoption will happen when even all the Web2 firms start using Web3 products, and the end consumer doesn't even know whether they're using Web2 or Web3.
That would be the best experience. Yes.
So I think that's when the real adoption, or the wave of adoption, will happen. And I do think we are just maybe a few years away, hopefully not that far, maybe in 2 or 3 years, the experience will get so smooth, the UX, UI and everything, and so many more people will be onboarded that it just becomes normal. Just like logging in with Gmail, people are just used to logging in with their wallet and stuff. And hopefully that there are less scams and less rug pulls and things like that by that time. So people will understand the value of privacy and identity and everything. So So on that note, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing about Galaxy Protocol and what you guys are building. Yeah, I will add links to all your platforms and everything underneath, and to your socials and stuff underneath. And yeah, we should do this again maybe in 6 months' time, once your protocol is well established, and to see how that's going and what sort of problems that is solving and stuff. So yeah.
Exactly. Let's do it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sam, for hosting it.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening or watching this episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. By now, you know the drill. Leave a comment or share this episode with a friend and leave a review. I would love to hear from you. So that's why my DMs are open. Reach out to me, especially if you are a founder building a product in Web3. Then I would love to hear from you. What are your challenges? Is there anything that I can help you or my community can help you with? Thank you once again, and wish you best of luck in building your startup or your project.